Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be looking at Siman Zion, the seventh chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the topic is the morning brachas, the Birkas HaShachar. These are the blessings that are said at the beginning of the day, every day, relating to the experience of waking up, of being alive, of being functional, spiritually and physically as well. There are three main concepts we're going to be looking at. The concept of which is the first one we'll deal with is the details of some of the individual brachas. The second concept is being awake all night. And the third concept is if one forgets to say some of these brachas before the tefillah. Let's jump straight in. First concept, concept number one, the details of some of those individual brachas. In order to understand this, we need to just go take a step backwards to go look at the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us over there that there are certain brachas which are said experientially. So the Gemara says when a person wakes up, a person says, Elokeinu Shamash Shenasata B'Tahara, a person should say an expression of thanksgiving to Hashem for returning the soul intact to the body, refreshed in the morning. Then, when a person hears the rooster calling, one should say, that Hashem gives the most simple creature the ability to distinguish the most simple of ideas, that's between dark and night, and obviously any, all types of bina, all types of knowledge which expands from there as well. When a person wakes up, opens their eyes, they should say, Hashem opens the eyes of those who are blind. When a person sits up, they should say, Hashem releases those who are imprisoned. When a person puts on clothes, a person should be, say, Malbish Aramim, a person who Hashem clothes those who are naked. When a person stands up, they should say, Zoykef Kofofim, Hashem straightens up those who are bent over. When they place their feet on the floor, they should say, Roka Aretz Alamam, Hashem gives the firmament to the ground that I'm standing on. When a person puts on their, when they start walking around, they should say, Mechim Mitzad Egover, Hashem is guiding the footsteps of people. When a person puts on their shoes, they should say, Sha'asali Kod Tzoke, Hashem gives me all my needs. When a person puts on their belt, they should say, Ozer Yisrael B'Gvurano. When a person places their head covering over their head, they should say, Oter Yisrael B'Sephora, that God crowns Israel with glory. And then when a man puts on tzitzis, they would say the brach on tzitzis and on tefillin. And when a person washes their hands, they say netilas adayim. And when a person washes their face, then they should say the brach of amavishen, ame'inai, osnum, amavapash, and washes away the sleep from our eyes, and continues from there. Now, obviously, this is not the exact order, because we know that you actually say al netilas adayim earlier, tzitzis need to be put on earlier, so there's different, the order's perhaps not as as specific. However, it is important to notice that the Gemara is describing this whole section as experiential. So as the person is experiencing this experience, that is when they say the bracha. However, it is noted that today, generally speaking, because people are less knowledgeable of the words, and also because people perhaps are less knowledgeable of halacha and will say this at a time when it's inappropriate, before they've gone to the bathroom or before they have washed their hands, therefore, it is best to do it all together in shul, which is why the Birkas HaShachar, in general, are now in the Siddur and are said generally when people come to shul. And obviously, that's supposed to be the first thing in the day. It's not supposed to be after the game. It's not supposed to be after business or email. This is meant to be the first thing in the day where one is moving these Birkas HaShachar straight to shul. A few basic questions. How many Birkas HaTorah are there? We described one of the brachas of the Birkas HaShachar is the bracha said before one learns Torah. So if one looks in a Siddur, one will see three paragraphs. There's Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, the master of the universe, that you commanded us last week b'divrei Torah to learn and to involve oneself in the words of Torah. Then it goes, there's a whole paragraph of Hashem sweeten the words of the Torah. And then finally, there's a third paragraph, which is, Hashem, you chose us from all the nations and gave us your Torah. After which there is a Pasuk, there's a Mishnah, and there's a Braisa, which are three different parts of Torah study, which are said after the Birkas HaTorah. What is interesting over here is that there is a debate as to whether the first line and the second paragraph, the bracha of Asher Kishonim Tzavit Zvonulah Sokhi Dvei Torah, is in fact attached to, is a part of the next one, which is Vaharevna, or not. Is the second one a bracha which is Samucha Lachaverta, leaning on the first bracha, therefore not starting with the word Baruch? or is it? Is it its own paragraph, or dependent on the previous one? Being as there is such a doubt, the Kisur Shulchan Aruch suggests that we make no break between them. We read straight through, and if one hears another person stopping at that point, one should not say Amen. What is the earliest one can say Birkas HaShachar? So the truth is that if a person sleeps all night, Aruch HaShulchan talks about this, that if a person sleeps and wakes up at some point in the night, one is able to say the Birkas HaShachar, with the exception of Anosan Lasech V'Vina, that a person who hears about the rooster noticing the difference between day and night, that should wait until at least dawn. If one is awake from midnight onwards and hears the rooster call, one can say it at that point in time. That would be sufficient to be able to have said this. Generally speaking, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the idea of being able to say these Birkas HaShachar from about half an hour before dawn as well, would be the time when we can start saying this practically as well. Does a blind person say the bracha of Pakeach Ivrim, of Hashem who opens up the eyes of the blind, if that person is not sighted? So yes, this is because these brachas are not only specifically about a person's circumstance, but the circumstance in the world in general. And therefore, when a person is saying the bracha on Pakeach Ivrim, it's the fact that there is sight, and those sighted people will actually endeavor to help a person who perhaps is struggling with that particular aptitude, with that particular ability. In general as well, that means to say that when one is saying brachas like Matir Asurim, Hashem is freeing prisoners, of course one is referring to one's own body and the ability one has, but also to all people in the world, and even in fact prisoners. There are many prisoners we have to think about when we're saying these things. So it's not only specific to one's personal experience, but to perhaps the experience of humanity and certainly the nation of Israel. What if one mixes up the order of the bracha? So generally speaking, it doesn't matter so much. There are a few exceptions. One exception is if one says Zokef Kefuvim, Hashem straightens those who are bent over before Matir Asurim. At that point, one should not say Matir Asurim. Rather, it is best to hear it from somebody else, because that is included in the bracha. Freeing the limbs to move is included in Zokef Kefuvim, which is standing up, which is the next section, which is why they should be said in that specific order as well. What about the end? When is the bracha, the end of the bracha of Ma'avir Shena? When is that bracha finished? So it's interesting that it's followed by a paragraph which is a prayer. May it be your will, our God and the God of our fathers, you should allow us to go in the ways of your Torah, you should allow us to cleave to your mitzvahs. It's a long, beautiful paragraph. So the Kesar Shulchan Aruch points out that this is in fact attached to the bracha of Hama'avir Shena, of Hashem removing sleep, which is why there should not be an interruption. If you hear a person stop at the point of Snuma Me'afapai, a person should not say Amen, because the bracha only ends at the end of the next paragraph, which is Ha'gamel Chasadim Tavim Lamo Yisrael, God gives great kindness to the nation of Israel. What do the two have to do with each other? What is removal of sleep and all the abilities of doing mitzvahs and Torah have to do with each other? So Rav Shimon Schwab points out on the Torah that when it describes that Hashem made Eve, made Chava, it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu places a tardema, a sleep upon humanity. But it never describes in the Torah explicitly that Adam woke up. Now, obviously, Adam woke up because he carried on talking. But symbolically, what this means to say, says Rav Schwab, is that the human being, it is in a state of sleep, which means that even though they may be awake and they may be interacting and they may be walking around, they are still in a state of sleep. And that sleep is a habituation. A person just does life because they do life. Therefore, a person is saying, Hashem, allow me to wake up from sleep. And this bracha is not the first bracha one says in the morning. It should be, but clearly this is not about physical sleep, but spiritual sleep. Am I going to be awake today, or am I going to just carry on doing what I do because I was accustomed, acclimatized, and conditioned to do that or not? And that's why it has to do with all these spiritual brachas, which is why it's all one bracha as well. One last question, which is a very fascinating question, and that is, why is the Birkas HaTorah before we learn Torah? You say, well, shouldn't it be? Well, the truth is there are two brachas that the Torah prescribes. One is Birkas HaTorah, before we eat learn Torah, and the other one is Birkas HaMozon, after we eat food. Those are the two biblical blessings. The rabbinic blessings are extended from these two. But it's interesting that the Birkas HaMozon follows the activity of eating food, whereas the bracha of Torah precedes the activity of learning Torah. Why the difference? Shouldn't they both be either before or both be afterwards? So Rav Kook, in his commentary, Ein Hayah, in the Gemara in Brachos, makes the point that there are two functions of learning and there are two functions of eating. When it comes to eating, There is the function of giving one's body the nutrition. The other one is the taste that one gets from the experience of eating itself. When it comes to learning Torah, there is the melding one's mind with the divine Ratzon, with Hashem's will, and there's also knowing what to do and how to live one's life. What the Birkas HaTorah and the Birkas HaMazon are doing are educating us as to which one is paramount, which is the primary. When it comes to eating, one does not say the bracha before one starts eating. One says the bracha after one's eating, which is when the nutrition, when the digestion process is beginning, to emphasize that the main point is not what the billions of dollars are spent on in the advertising industry for food, which is about the taste. That is secondary. The main point is the nutrition, which happens afterwards, and sometimes the suffering one goes through for having tasted too many things. So the primary bracha is after, to emphasize what the primary activity is. Whereas when it comes to Torah, one may think that it's just about practically knowing what to do after one's learned. That is not the case. One doesn't say the bracha of the Torah after one's learned, but rather before, because the primary activity is actually the experience of melding one's mind with the Ratzon Hashem of the divine as well. We move to concept number two in this section, and that is being awake all night. So if one is awake all night, does one say all of these brachas? So there are a few exceptions. Three brachas which are not said after davening is Elokai Neshama, thanking Hashem for the return of the soul to the body after it having left them during sleep. That is not said because one was awake all night. It did not leave them. Then there's Netilas Yodayim. The bracha would not be said on this because, as we saw, one of the reasons is as the Rosh points out, is Chadoshim LaBakorim Rabbah Emun Asecha, that we become a renewed creature to serve Hashem. Well, in this case, when a person stayed up all night, that renewal did not happen. Therefore, one of the primary reasons is lacking. And finally, the bracha of Amavir Shein Hashem, that removes the sleep from our eyes, being as a person physically did not sleep, therefore this would also be omitted as well. There is a debate as to whether Birkas HaTorah should be said or not if one stayed up all night. So it is best to hear it from another person, unless one slept in the afternoon more than 30 minutes the previous afternoon. So think about the situation of Shavuos learning. If a person takes a nap before Shavuos, let's say it's a Shabbos going into Shavuos, and then one stays up all night, one can say the bracha. But if one did not take a nap, then one should hear from somebody else as well. All the rest of the brachas of the Shachar, one may say oneself. That's why on a Shavuos morning, for those who stay up late, there's a person who took a sleep at night, comes in and says the brachas for all the other people, and everybody else listens in. Okay, let's go into the third and last concept we're dealing with, and that is, what about if one forgot to say a bracha before the tefillah, before one davens? So let's say one is in a rush, one forgot, and now one wants to say the Birkas HaShachar. Can one still say it even though it's not the Shachar, it's not the early morning, it's not before davening? So the answer is yes, they actually constitute like tefillah. They are like prayer, which can be said up till 4 hours into the day, and b'di'evet till six. But if some people go all the way to the end of the day, the experiences are still real, the experiences are still there. Let us look at a few exceptions right now. Number one exception is Netilas Yodayim. If one did not say Netilas Yodayim before davening, one would not be able to say the bracha after davening as well, because it's primarily connected to tefillah. If one washes hands but not with the bracha, if one does the bracha of Elokai Neshama, a person did not thank Hashem for the return of the soul to their body, then they would not say it after davening, because one says the second paragraph of the Shemona Esrei, which is Mechaye Mesim, where we say to Hashem that Hashem is going to return our soul to our body, and therefore is not said afterwards. However, and then finally, the last exception, of course, is the Birkas HaTorah, because when one says the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, one has fulfilled the obligation of Birkas HaTorah. Listen to the words. Avinu Ahava Rachman, our Father, our merciful Father. Amrachim Rachem Olenu, the same Bilibenu Lavinu, Laskil, Lishmo, Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmo, Velasos, Lakaimus, Koldivere, Salvador, Secha. Kosh Baruch, allow us to understand and to listen and to know and to do and to teach all the words of Torah. So all of that is included and therefore could be a fulfillment of the Birkas Torah, which is why one should not say it after one has already davened. Is there a way one can still do it? For Elokai Neshama, the best way to do it is to have intent during the second bracha of the Shemona Esrei not to be Yotzei Elokai Neshama, just talk about Mechaye Meisim, Hashem resurrects the dead in general, but not about the specific wake up that one has. Therefore, that would allow a person to say Elokai Neshama after davening. For Birkas HaTorah, because it is a debate as to whether Ahava Rabbah really actually covers Birkas HaTorah or not, therefore, it is best to do the opposite method, which is to have specific intent during Ahava Rabbah as the Birkas HaTorah, and then right after davening, to learn a little bit of Torah, learn a few psukim and mishnayos, to connect that to the davening itself. The Shema itself is a debate as to whether it can count or not, because Shema is a mitzvah. It's not the learning of Torah when one's doing it at the right time. Finally, what if a man was called to get an aliyah at the Torah on a laning day and they had not yet done the Birkas HaTorah? In that situation, what should they do? So obviously, best case scenario is to say the brachas quickly, although they may cause frustration because it is going to delay davening for the rest of the people. But if one's not able to, then one should say the first bracha of the as one would usually get an aliyah, which is Asher Baruch Banu, which actually is the second of the Birkas HaTorah. And then after one gets the aliyah, after one's finished, one would say the remaining Birkas HaTorah, which is Asher Kiddushan. So these are some details as to getting oneself ready in the morning. With this, we're going to conclude. In the meantime, a wonderful and meaningful day.